stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a little different. Who's working hard from 9 to 5 and giving service and devotion? We'll get into that. Who thinks they are? For you, for me, for your sake, for my sake. Can't you see we're working so hard here for you? Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, January 19th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. It really is. You know, how are things in America? What is the state of the union? May I suggest that we have some housekeeping? There's a bit of housekeeping in order. Interesting stuff. So I want to start with the I'm calling this segment kind of, you know, service and devotion, communitarian opportunities of permacrisis or polycrisis, something like that. And the shocks just keep on coming, the shock and awe. It's perma-shock, perma-awe, because, you know, that's what works best. You would think that eventually we would kind of get wise to what's going on here and realize there's something more to all of this than meets the eye, generally speaking. We'll get into all of that. So for now, remember John Kerry. You know, who's working hard? John Kerry's working hard. That's who's working hard. So here's that. Go ahead, please.
And when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about, quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever, and there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
Really, that's where we are, according to John Kerry, one of the blessed, one of the touched. He's touched by something extraterrestrial, a select group of human beings. It's sort of laughable and sort of not. You know, it's deadly serious. Skull and Bonesman, John Kerry. I mean, that's still a soundbite in your mind and my mind, but for most young people, I don't think they remember the way that you and I remember the, what was it, the 2004? No, I think it was the 2008 election cycle. know, the Tim Russert interviews, Meet the Press. And Skull and Bones, Skull and Bones. Still have George W. Bush. We still have John Kerry, obviously. Swift Boat John. But we don't have Tim Russert. That's interesting. The younger generation doesn't remember those interviews. You and I remember those interviews. It's so secret, I can't talk about it. It's funny. So, what's going on here? May I suggest that there's more going on than meets the eye? Remember when Rahm Emanuel said this, for example? Go ahead, please.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before. I think America as a whole in 1973 and 1974, and not just my view, but obviously the administration.
That's enough. Things you think you could not do before. Isn't that something? Opportunities of crisis. I wrote about it. The shock doctrine is a part of that. And again, there is this continual deconstruction that's going on. It's, you know, Cloward Piven, killing them with kindness is Cloward Piven meets shock doctrine, basically, where you're, or, you know, maybe you can reverse that. Crippling people, creating problems. When you have a planned economy and a planned society, think about that. That's what we've had in America for, let's just say, 100 years, roughly. We could go back further. We could say maybe a few years before that. But by the time John T. Flynn wrote the Roosevelt myth, it was a planned society. And it was so altered at that point in the early 1940s that Flynn wrote that America had become unrecognizable over the course of a single decade. And we've seen the same thing in America. But, you know, the Klaus Schwabs of the world are telling us, oh no, we haven't even begun to, things haven't even begun to get weird yet. It's a planned society. It's a planned economy. It's a planned society. And so who's doing the planning and who's running this thing off the rails? And are we listening to the same kooky people who are causing the problems? Klaus Schwab on why we must act now at the World Government Summit. Go ahead, please.
History is truly at a turning point. We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected. In times of crisis, the role of governments is more important and more relevant than ever.
There you go. In times of crisis, really? That's interesting. The role of governments and NGOs, the role of fascists is more relevant than ever. Well, who's causing these problems? You and I know, even though the average person apparently hasn't figured it out, that these things do not happen by accident. None of them. One more Klaus Schwab entry for good measure, shall we? Remember this? Can we play that one?
People assume we are just going back to the good old world, which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, in the old fashion. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen. The cut which we have now is much too strong in order not to leave traces.
The cut which we have, who made that cut? Which is too strong not to leave traces. How did this cut come about? Can we talk about that? I mean, I think it's insane what is going on, that we are actually listening to people. Oh, goodness gracious. Who are causing the problems they would presume to fix. And this is not a new thing. I've been talking about this for a million years. You know, back to the subprime contagion specifically, the same folks who caused the problem. Nah, never mind. We have a solution for that. This is what we're doing, falling forward. Why do we continue to listen to these crazy people? It is an astounding thing. One more entry and then we'll dive into this stuff. So this one is an unlisted video. And if I ever publish the my notes for the archives, for Pete's sake, I'm working on something. I think it's going to work out well. Anyway, one of these days, when it's no longer relevant, I will publish this. But seriously, the video is titled, "How Are the Forum and Partners Advancing Prosperous, Inclusive, Equitable Economies and Societies?" Which is, you know, I'm just going to call it garbage. It's something that, you know, should go in the waste bin. There is an article. Well, it's not really an article. It's a World Economic Forum is calling it the platform. Platform for shaping the future of the new economy and society. Doesn't that sound fun? It's fun. Except it's not. There's an entry on the World Economic Forum website where you can find this unlisted video. Go to the center, spelled not in the English way or the American way, center, C-E-N-T-R-E, for the New Economy and Society. Center for the New Economy and Society. Are we Americans still? I mean, we have our faults. Don't get me wrong. We definitely have our faults. We definitely have a troubled history. Don't get me wrong. However, you know, my understanding was that there are some things that make us different. Our, you know, assertiveness, shall you say, for better or worse, sometimes worse, not always. Our pursuit of righteousness, I think that's a thing. I think that you see that echoed in things like de Tocqueville's Democracy in America. We have been beguiled, though, for a long time, increasingly by degrees. So anyway, you can find this video if you go to the World Economic Forum Center for the New Economy and Society. Who decided that suddenly these people, this small coterie of people, Price's Law, give me a break. This is Price's Law on steroids. The square root of the square root of the square root controls, you know. Anyway, Center for the New Economy and Society, you'll see a button. Watch the overview. This is the video, the unlisted video from that overview. Sadia Zaidi, head of the platform for shaping the future of the new economy and society. The new economy and society. Her remarks, how the forum and partners, you know, fascist partners, communitarian partners, are advancing prosperous, inclusive, equitable economies and societies. Here you go. Go ahead, please.
We are in this situation where the previous pathways to social mobility, the ability to go get an education, then go into the workforce, earn a good living, and leave the world a better place for the future generation, that pathway currently feels broken. So this is the special moment where I think we can all lean in together and actually do something to restore that pathway to mobility. But we're going to need much bolder and much more visionary leadership. The New Economy and Society platform is dedicated to ensuring that people are able to fulfill human potential. We do that in three ways. One, we look at the new economic agenda. How do countries grow? How do countries stay competitive? But at the same time, how do they become more inclusive? Second, we do that by looking at the education, skills, and jobs agenda. So how do we develop people's potential? And at the same time, how do we ensure that they're able to deploy that potential in the labor market? And the last area is equality and inclusion. So how do we look at income equality at the level of entire societies? But also, how do we ensure that those people that have traditionally been left out of the labor market now have an opportunity to earn a living should they wish to do so? Many partners will join us because they're interested in one aspect. And then very quickly, they will see how that connects to economic opportunity more broadly, how that connects to gender equality, how that connects to the future of work, and then they'll start getting involved in other projects. So we really do this taking into account what the starting point of a partner is. And because there's so much activity year round, they can really join at any stage of the year. So let's take a tangible example. The fourth industrial revolution has started changing the skill sets that are required within jobs. It has started completely displacing certain jobs, and it has started creating wholly new jobs. So when CEOs are facing some of these changes, it has become very clear that there's certainly a role for businesses to play on their own, but they also need to be working with others. So all of that is something we're doing in this platform. The first one is being dealt with through our HR 4.0 project. So how do companies change themselves? The second one is being dealt with in our Preparing for the Future of Work project, where we have 10 industries that are working in what we call industry accelerators to actually deal with the reskilling and upskilling issues within their own industry. And the last one is being dealt with through our Closing the Skills Gap Accelerator model, where 10 countries are working on bringing the public and the private sector together. These are all the areas in which we're actually able to work with some of the largest businesses in the world, advising and working with not just the CEOs, but also giving them an opportunity to shape these discussions. We know that there are tens of millions of people that are already being impacted, either because they have better wages or because they have better jobs or because they have better standards in the type of work they're doing. And the goal is that we learn from these experiments and we invite many more business and government stakeholders to work with us so we can actually increase the ambition level to 1 billion people, men and women, receiving more economic opportunity in the next 5 years.
Increase the ambition level of to 1 billion people. So, first of all, these people are masters of NLP. I mean, when they speak, good grief. You know, it just, you know, it rubs me the wrong way. It irritates the heck out of me just to listen to these people like Saadia Zaidi speak, because these sound bites are A, spoken as though they're fact, and just there is the, you know, there's the cadence that makes it sound like it's matter of fact, and if you think otherwise, well, you're crazy. That's just sort of implicit in the sound bite. And that's so arrogant. And what makes it particularly astonishing and crazy is the same folks who are creating the problems constantly and breaking things at this point are the same folks who are speaking as though the so-called solutions they are advocating are fact. And you can hear it. You can hear the NLP in it, that you would possibly even think anything to the contrary, that you would deviate outside of these little bumpers that were given you mentally. That's just crazy. And of course, we all know that anybody who would think such a thing is crazy. It's in there. It's part of the gaslighting. It's the unspoken thing. It just rubs me the wrong way. Anyway, let's pick this apart. I guess we're about to head into a break. Yeah. Stick around, we'll be right back. Like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye.
The first Oath Keepers trial over January 6 is over, what happened. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I have been following the plight of disabled American veteran Kenneth Harrelson for several months now. Harrelson was arrested in March of 2021 for his part on January 6th. The VA cut off his benefits 3 months ago at the urging of the Biden Justice Department, a month before Harrelson even went to trial. After spending 630 days in a DC jail under COVID lockdowns the entire time, the verdict is in. Harrelson was convicted on 3 of the 6 charges against him, but acquitted of the seditious conspiracy charge that the Justice Department cited to the VA as the reason for cutting his benefits. Angel Harrelson has not had her husband's income for 3 months. She has not seen her husband face to face since he was arrested over 630 days ago. Harrelson was denied bail and visitation. And now, the District of Columbia has filed a civil suit against Harrelson and others. Please help Angel Harrelson by donating at givesendgo.com/G22ZH. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Son of a gun.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below. Scarf, it was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte. And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner. And you're so vain. You probably think this song is a
welcome back.
Several years ago, when I was still quite naive.
Welcome back. How's my hair? Is my hair okay? All right. The Hill just put out a video. Breonna Joy Gray opens talking about, the video is titled Elon Musk Slams Satanic ESG World Economic Forum's Infamous Own Nothing, Be Happy, Deleted. And so folks are talking about this, but, you know, satanic sounds hyperbolic to most people. And I would say that if you read The Work of the Hierarchy, it's exactly what John Kerry is talking about. And it's insane to see people causing a problem and then immediately, you know, the what is the villain in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon? Is that the one that I'm thinking of? He sounds like that. I think that's what I'm thinking of. But, you know, this Bond supervillain comes out. Now is the time for a great reset. It's the creepiest thing. He sounds like a lizard person. It's kind of what I'm getting at. And, you know, he represents a coterie of folks who, you know, we're seeing the science now. Lockdowns didn't help. You know, John Campbell keeps proving on YouTube that everything that we heard was patently false. Edward Dowd is proving that because of the whatchamacallit? You know, the initial wave of the mRNA vaccine, the millennial demographic experience, what he calls its Vietnam War. 60,000 excess mortality. And like I said the other day, you know, there are interesting metrics going on. These guys are fudging on their excess mortality. Those guys are fudging. The bottom line is, everyone is experiencing excess mortality everywhere, 196 countries. You know, the possible exceptions are those who are, you know, the unvaccinated. But that's a whole who did not submit to this, and that's a thing that's being attacked as well. A friend sends me this article, Goats and Soda segment over on NPR. Stories of Life in a Changing World, a guide to 9 global buzzwords for 2023, from polycrisis to zero-dose children. These are buzzwords. No, they're not. I've never heard of these terms. Neither have you. Well, maybe poverty. But traveler surveillance? What? In late 2022, China abandoned its zero COVID policy, which saw citywide lockdowns and quarantine camps. It was one of the last countries to retain onerous restrictions. United States, Australia, and countries across Europe have started to recommend analyzing wastewater samples from inbound flights to identify caseload and variants. Can you imagine the insanity? And, you know, again, I mean, if you torture the data long enough, it will sing, it will confess to anything. Zero dose children. Unbelievable. So let me just address this other thing real quick. Well, we're headed into break again in a few seconds. It's insane. We are in this situation where the previous pathways to social mobility currently feels broken. And who broke it? On purpose. Sadia Zaidi. The new economy and society platform is dedicated to ensuring that people are able to fulfill human potential. Fulfill indeed. Human potential according to whom? The Matrix? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back. Just to finish this thought and then go to the phones real quick. So we do that in 3 ways, she said. Look at the new economic agenda. Who is setting this new economic agenda? Again, isn't this patently American or un-American? For starters. Second, we do that by looking at the education skills and jobs agenda. That's interesting because Klaus Schwab has had some interesting remarks about that. Lifelong learning, he says. And last, the last area is equality and inclusion. And so again, I ask, I'm sorry, but who died and left these people king? As the old adage goes, this is all awfully presumptuous. Not to mention patently un-American. Again, I think I said that already. And, you know, these are the same folks who repeatedly in recent decades You know, again, one of my favorite examples is the mark-to-market accounting change during the subprime contagion, so-called. Yes, we broke it, but you know what? It's okay. We have a solution. What about the $25 trillion in liquidity that vanished? What about the 400,000 jobs that disappeared in New York recently that apparently rematerialized in Florida? I don't know. The economic drivers will be the undoing of us in the prosumer, the Tofflerite prosumer American society. But never fear, Klaus Schwab and friends will instruct us on how to, you know, be conscientious, sustainable prosumers going forward. I'm being facetious. I don't think we should listen. So we're just supposed to let pirates do what pirates do and expect that will all turn out for the best? Ours, yours, mine, that is? This is insane. Forgive me, this is really inappropriate, but I feel like the rapist analogy is the appropriate analogy here. Shh, it's okay. Just let it happen. It'll all be over soon. It's the stabbing scene in Saving Private Ryan, as I've said for quite a while now. As these people speak with the hubris emboldened. So let me get this straight. The people responsible for single-handedly breaking the system, and by the way, killing millions of people in the process, the same crowd who caused the problem or problems, the polycrisis or permacrisis, as they want to call it, and who are systematically destroying jobs and private property ownership and lying and gaslighting about that, you know, private property ownership for the masses, of course, that is. Are you familiar with a thing? Maybe I should include this too. The yard sale. What the heck is that called? The yard sale equation. You know, and it's used kind of wonky, flippity-floppity to, you know, do some sleight of hand. Oh, gosh, what's it called? Where is that write-up? Crazy, awesome, belt and svelte kit example site. I think you can find it there. Can you find it there? Let me see. Yeah, svelte kit, I think. The website for that. What is that? You're talking... What is that gibberish you're talking now? Kit.svelte.dev. I know. Bear with me. Anyway, if you scroll down under Showcase, the first example, pudding.cool. That's what I'm talking about. On that, that's one of the places that you can find this. It's a crazy looking deal. They've done some amazing things. Anyway, there was a post back in December 2022 titled "Why Some Mathematicians Argue the Economy is Designed to Create a Few Super Rich People Unless We Stop It." The argument is turned upside down, but it's pretty amazing. You know, it's an immersive content deal. And it is based on, they mention, you know, it's called the yard sale model. And citing Brian Hayes' paper that you can find over at JSTOR, Computing Science, Follow the Money, but Not the Way You Think. So it's very interesting. Maybe take a look at it. You'll be astonished. Following the presumptions. Anyway, if the yard sale model holds in any way, then it doesn't bode well for most people. And these people know this kind of stuff. The Davos set knows this. the polycrisis, permacrisis set. Don't you think it's interesting? You know, there's always, you know, there's the scenario planning ahead of time. Then there's the crisis. Oh, my goodness, just in time. Then there's the always just in time. Oh, if we hadn't been here, what would you do? Shock doctrine meets Cloward Piven, killing us with kindness. So those who are systematically destroying jobs and private property ownership for the masses, essentially advocating mass poverty, joblessness, and homelessness for all of us, useless people, as WF mouthpiece and George Bernard Shaw cutout, Yuval Noah Harari, put it, and he did. You know, I mean, what was the I can't think of it off the top of my head. The interview, which high profile interview was it where they actually titled it that? Harari and Useless People, Mr. Homo Deus. Rock me, Homo Deus. Anyway, some kind of Deus. Homo insanus inutilis, I would say. Megalomaniacal, etc. Anyway, just to wrap this up, you know, these are the same people we're supposed to believe are going to lead the charge to make sure the future is inclusive, Orwellian, you know, buzz term alert. And that everyone, especially women, of course, even though we can't define woman, is this just off the rails insane? We can't talk about, can't, you know, say Supreme Court justice can't tell us what, you know, the definition of a woman is, but especially women, of course, and probably a bingo lottery of minority designations, you know, all have an opportunity to fulfill human potential. And again, fulfill and human potential, who's defining terms? According to whom? Why do I get a picture of the Matrix in the scene, you know, Morpheus and the battery? And the words of George Bernard Shaw echoing in my mind, but, you know, coming from someone like Yuval Noah Harari. There are just so many useless people. The useless class. Useless class? But we're supposed to believe this is okay. So anyway, Carol Quigley's The Anglo-American Establishment. Let me just read this and we'll go to the phones. On rare, this is from the jacket front of Quigley's Anglo-American Establishment, posthumously published in 1981. Do you remember 1981? That was like 1,000 lifetimes ago. On rare occasions, a book is published, which this is Carol Quigley, a you know, macro historian extraordinaire, very, very well regarded even today. On rare occasions, a book is published which must forever alter the way in which we view the world around us. Within a short while, it becomes difficult to understand how we could have functioned without the knowledge gained from it. The Anglo-American Establishment is such a book. In it, Professor Carol Quigley presents crucial keys, quote unquote, without which 20th century political, economic, and military events can never be fully understood. Now think about that for just a minute, because that is a statement that is made in the middle, well, kind of toward the latter half, you know, second, third, shall we say, but certainly not after the 20th century. 20th century political, economic, and military events can never be fully understood without this Rosetta Stone, without these keys. The reader will see, you know, just think about that statement. In the midst of the 20th century, that statement is made. The book was already written, I think, what, a decade or two before it was published? two decades, I want to say. Maybe more than that. The reader will see that this applies to events past, present, and future. So, you know, again, that's why it's important. The reader will see that this applies to events past, present, 1981, and future, i.e. today and tomorrow. While the notion of conspiratorial influence on world events has gained credence with both extremities of the American political spectrum, and to a degree with the general public, the more academically oriented person has tended to downplay such influence. It's kind of a effort justification, cornpone opinions type thing. Largely because of the lack of scholarship in the presentation and analysis of the facts by those supporting the conspiracy theories. Do you follow? So the erudite, the, you know, civilized and sophisticated, the cosmopolitan, listen to folks who seem like knuckle draggers intellectually to themselves, as compared to themselves. Oh my goodness. You know, again, how was it, Zach Weissmuller over at Reason TV? Conspiracy theorists are often sloppy with the facts and exaggerate what actually happened. No, they are just echoing things in a naive sort of way that they do not fact check themselves because they're busy working. They don't get to hang out in Davos and scheme up ideas to, you know, plan the annihilation of mankind under some specious guise. So largely because of the lack of scholarship in the presentation and analysis of the facts, this is weaponized against the, you know, humble American, shall we say, by those supporting the conspiracy theories. In addition, many such supporters have made themselves easy to ignore and, in fact, have themselves always assumed that they would be ignored. And again, that's been weaponized. And I've spoken to that recently to the extent that, you know, we shouldn't speak that way. Do not do sort of the opposite of what the Davos set does as an example, where they're speaking with, you know, the neuro-linguistic programming hubris that it's assumed this is obviously fact and you're gaslighted to the extent that to think anything contrary is obviously insane and absurd. You know, straight out of Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science on Society. So continuing, Professor Quigley's work does not suffer from these defects. Indeed, it does not. Unimpeachable witness. So on that note, to the phones, Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Good morning,
I
sir.
I just want to take a short talk here and then I'll be done. I want to explain the 10 horns and the 7 heads of Daniel chapter 7 and Revelation chapter 13. Okay, the 10 horns, they were the Alemanni, the Burgundian, the Franks, the Lombards, the Saxons, the Suevi, Visigoths, and then the last three were the Heruli and the Vandals and the Ostrogoths. And the Ostrogoths were the last ones to be plucked up, and that happened in 538 A.D. But in Daniel chapter 7, in his dream, he saw four beasts come up out of the sea, and out of the fourth beast, a little horn came up among them and plucked up three of the 10 horns, and that three were the Heruli, Vandals, and Ostrogoths. And I'm setting this up for later explanations, but That's all. I won't go into a lot of detail now because it's going to confuse a lot of people. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated, as always. And we are headed into a break. We'll go back to the phones when we come back. And that's a discussion I look forward to having later. Sort of ties in to this morning's discussion, for sure. The names is an interesting thing. You know, we get caught up in nations, but where do the nations come from? Stick around. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone. All alone.
Welcome back. Okay. Back to the phones. In the interest of time, Mike in Kentucky, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, can you hear me?
No. Loud and clear.
So, good morning. Good morning to you. And I'm over here in eastern Kentucky on the edge of the coal hole economy where they targeted, you know, the coal industry, and a lot of people were standing out with cardboard signs and stuff. So years ago, I started working at a, well, I was asked to come help out at a pretty much a nonprofit operation, but they legally weren't. And I found out, or I came up with the idea of the trickle-up economy, because, you know, the Lord says the poor will always be with you. So what was that bottom-up economy term that you used? I was trying to follow as you went through, and I'll have to go back in the archives. What was the webpage you found it on?
It's the yard sale model.
That's what we had. I mean, if you've got in the poorest parts of our country, you've got people that have limited resources, but they do have a lot of sometimes dusty assets. And my example is the dusty old $50 lawnmower that the old feller doesn't use much anymore because he hired a kid down the street. Well, his lawnmower breaks down, and he could sell that to him for $50. He saves that kid $150 from buying a new one. So that immediately puts $50 in the pocket of the guy that had the dusty old lawnmower he wasn't using. And the youngster gets to save money, maybe buy a car, continue with his yard mowing business. So that's what I call the trickle-up economy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I came up with that, of course, who was that, Reagan or somebody, had trickle-down economics, the idea that the greedy mammon worshipers will share their wealth, right? They're not. They're concentrating it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what's going on? Is that what you meant?
Well, so the yard sale model, and, you know, again, so you can – folks can go to pudding.cool and see the December 2022 article titled Why the Super Rich Are Inevitable, basically is what they title it in the metadata. But just kind of the argument for this concept that as you keep – the way that this works is – The opposite of what you're describing is, in essence, and again, it refers to Brian Hayes.
Out of time, aren't we? Or this hour?
Paper.
Yeah,
I'll finish this thought on the other side of the break. Top of the second hour, I'll finish this thought. Stick around, folks. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back after the short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.